Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. Good evening, and I hope that all is well with everyone. It has been a long week, and I am here to give you some encouragement. Encouragement to let you know that God loves you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And he promised you that he will never, never He will not never lose sight of your emotions, feelings, or anything that you may be going through tonight. a message from the director. Over the past 25 to 26 years, I have learned to put my faith in God. In spite of the loss of my husband, Al, God has shown me that he will never leave me nor forsake me. God has shown me that he will always be a comforter and a provider for me and my children. Sometimes the road seems very dark and lonely, but I encourage you to keep your focus on God, and he will get you through day by day. There is no secret what God can do. What he has done for me, he will certainly do for you. And as I look back, I can see how God has walked with me through this journey of grief and prepared me for this next chapter in my life. Tonight, I am going to give you some encouragement, and the title is Lonely But Never Alone. Lonely But Never Alone. 1 John 3:1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are, his children. The love of family and friends is always a great source of comfort and joy. To have someone with whom you can share your love, your life, is one of God's greatest gifts and grace. No wonder then that that parting from a loved one fills us with sorrow and loneliness. But remember, you are never alone, because nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. The Lord assures us that he will never forsake us, and that he will be with us all the days of our lives. These are promises that you can hold on to and can draw comfort, courage, and strength from all circumstances. Not, it doesn't say one circumstance, but all circumstances, especially when tragedies come in your life and you are most vulnerable. To reaffirm the assurance of God's promise and presence, spend time in his presence in prayer. Share your fears and your worries with him, as well as your loneliness and vulnerability. Christ is not only the Lord of your life, but also your friend. He chose you to belong to him through his grace. The extent of God's love goes on. If you try to count all of the ways in which God loves us, he would. Wait a minute. He's coming back on now. Okay. Once again, if we try to count all the ways in which God loves us, we would reach infirmity, and that's great numbers of years, and only have just begun the list. Nevertheless, there are so many people who, for a variety of reasons, do not comprehend God's love. In the midst of personal setback and tragedy, and hardship and disappointment, many people blame God for the situation they find themselves in. They question God's wisdom and love for allowing such things to happen. Have we all done that? Questioned when we lost our dear loved ones. In many cases, people from their backs on God, because they turn their back on God, because they judge him by human understanding. and stature and standing. And that's true, because I'm sure, I know when I lost out, I couldn't understand. I questioned God. And I didn't become angry, but I just had questions for him, questions that he needed to answer. And he gave me some answers, not immediately, later on. He made things clear to me and what had happened and why it happened. But, yes, we did have questions. We did have doubts. We did felt like turning our backs. We didn't care. God, why would you do this? Yes, we had all of those questions. Tragically, they do not see that the disaster of this world cannot be ascribed to a lack of love in the Father or the Son, but to the foolishness of man. God gave us freedom of choice, and we, as human beings, selfishly misuse it. The love of God is revealed in His abundant blessing, His overpowerful forgiveness, His mercy, His promise of eternal life, His comfort, His gift of Holy Spirit, and above all, the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Do you need more proof than that of His love? But if your burden gets heavy, in Scripture, Job 7:16 says, I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. Yes, even Job questioned God at the time as well. When you are feeling dejected, it is good to go and do something that would cheer you up. So, and go to someone else who is downhearted or lonely. It is impossible to make someone else happy without ceasing the pain in your own heart. Take a good look at the world around you. There is always someone else whose burden is heavier than yours, whom sorrow is about to overwhelm them. Perhaps there is someone in the circle of friends who requires help that only you can give. And that is very true. That friend, think of you as being a special friend. And when you give them encouragement and words of wisdom, they feel closer to you than someone else. It might be possible that your own sorrow equips you for greater and more effective service to others. God can use your depression to enrich the lives of those around you. Share your burden with them. He will never burden you with a cross too heavy for you to carry. Get ready to experience how He lifts the burden from your shoulder when you serve and love your fellow man. Never fall into the pit of self-pity. Yes, sometimes we get there. I've been there, and I've been there more than once. If you love your God, if your love for God is true and sincere, you will love your fellow man and serve those God sent across your path. And He does that. He brings people in your path for certain reasons. The word that strengthens you at this particular time. Open Scripture, Psalms 119:18 says, open your eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. In order to live and not merely exist, develop a positive attitude. When everything goes well, enjoy the life and remain cheerful. When things take a turn for the worse, try to identify those things went wrong and do what you can to improve the situation. If you need a strong faith to deal with these problems and overcoming stumbling blocks, this will help. Strong faith to deal with the problems and overcome stumbling blocks. Such faith comes through prayer when you seek the help of the living Christ. But to prevent you from falling, pray to discouragement, and sometimes sometimes more is required. Continuing turning to the scripture for testimonies of wonderful works of the Almighty God, you will find example upon example in the Bible, stories after stories, how he used his word to encourage others in the Bible. Draw comfort from the word and through the incarnate word, Jesus Christ, you will be able to triumph over any adversity. It will take time, due time, to get through and be strong in the Lord and to trust him in spite of what your journey feels like. When everything seems lost, the scripture, Nehemiah 8:10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. There are many times when the sky above us is overcast with clouds. The loss of a loved one, a friend, or even a pet can cause sorrow. To be separated from someone who has been an intimate part of your life can be very dramatic. When this happens, many people have difficulty filling the void and they fall in despair. Don't fall in despair because God is always there. This can severely damage your mind, emotions, and spiritual life. It would be utterly foolish to expect not to experience sadness when separated from someone you love. Yet, it is important to remember that with the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you can handle your sorrow with dignity. It is unthinkable that God's great heart of love was not grieved when his son was sacrificed on the cross. Look how they treated him, how he was beaten. You think God didn't have no feelings, that he was okay with everything? Look as Mother Mary had to walk as he carried that cross, being spit on, being beaten. Now, thinking that I would have to go through something like that, seeing my only son, to see him beaten and spit and everything on, that was very devastating to watch that. Even for me to watch it, in the movie. She was very strong. I don't know how I would have been able to handle something like that, and I hope I never have to experience it. But just visualize how much he died and loved us. So that's a great love that we don't need to forget. He had no part. Jesus grieved when he departed with his disciples, someone that he had spent days and days with. He began to, care and love them as his brother.
by the love, joy, and peace of God sustains us. And this is still the grace that helps you overcome sorrow, overcome pain, emotion, despair. Surrender to the risen Christ. Allow his strength to support you and encourage you. Lonely, but never alone. That is the end of my message tonight, but I do have some announcements. Lonely, but never alone. My announcement is going to talk about the two books that the ministry have written to encourage widows. The first one, A Widow's Touch, and like I indicated before, has 26 true stories of widows, true stories of encouragement and healing. If you have not purchased a copy, you can do that on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It is $14.99. And if you have, I hope that you enjoy reading the stories. I am certain that one of those stories, or many of those stories, are in that book that will hit home and you'll be encouraged by it, because what you're going to say, oh, I felt that way. I'm feeling that way. And what it does, you can see that you're not alone in this world going through those emotions. These women have gone through it. Some of them are still going through it. But you can see that at the end, many of them have gone through for many years, and they're still here. They're doing well. And what they're doing, they're reaching back and encouraging others as well as you in those stories that they have written in that book, A Widow's Touch. So if you do not have a copy, and also I have some books at hand. If you live near me, I can also mail it to you, but also you can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Now, on our anniversary weekend, September 15, a new book came out. Oh, Lord, What Am I to Do? That is a widow's manual. Now, this manual is not just for widows. It can be for any close loved one, that when you lose that loved one, you know how you felt when you lost your spouse. You were very emotional, depressed. You were probably in a shock, denial, all of those things. And it was very difficult for you to think of all the details that you needed to take care of after the loss of your loved one, who to call, all those things. This is what this book is all about, helping others to be able to see a checklist. It's like a checklist, and it's a small pamphlet, and it gives you details of the first 10 things that you need to do in that first week. And I mentioned two of them at the anniversary. And the first one of the 10 first thing is call a safe person, such as a friend or a family member, someone you can trust with sharing personal information, someone who's supportive and can offer guidance. You need that safe person. And that's the definition of a safe person, someone that you can trust with your details, because you're going to be dealing with a lot of personal papers, and you need someone that's not going to be sharing your information with everybody, that they will keep those things close and near to just the two of you. So whenever, even if you lose someone else, a a member in your family that you got to use this book. Or you know someone just recently had a loss and you can share this book with them. They can also go to Amazon.com. This book is $6.99, but it's not on Barnes & Noble as yet because it has to be rated, and Barnes & Noble will probably pick it up later. But right now it's only on Amazon.com for $6.99, small pamphlets. And I have a few. I will be ordering a large supply at the beginning of October, so because I will be having a book signing for this particular manual. But right now I only have a couple of copies, so I don't have one that I can send you right away. I will be ordering, and really the end of the month is really the end of this weekend. It will be the end of the month. And I hope that I will be placing an order. It takes a couple of weeks because I'll be ordering a large order. And I hope that you will support me at some of the locations where I'm going to have the book signing. The first book signing will be at my church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. But, and like I said, it's 10 things that you need to do during that first week. I don't want to read the whole thing because I want you to purchase this manual. But also what is also important on that 10 list, number 10, is stay away from disgruntled family members. Surround yourself with people who will be supportive and it will help you make the best decision. Now, because you have gone through this already, you know that there were some disgruntled family members that caused problems. And they did not need to, you needed to stay away from them in order to stay focused and getting the funeral arrangement together. Because there's always the devil ready to make things unhappy for you. And he's in there, going to send his people in there and make sure that you have that confusion. But keep them away from you. Stay away from disgruntled family members. That's number 10. I read number 1 and read number 10. The others is day-to-day things that you need to do that week, step-to-step. It also gives instruction for the second week. The second week is talking about how you're feeling as far as denial, shock, and numbness. It gives you instruction what you need to do in that second week as well. But one of the things, page by page, what it does give you, and it's important. Now, this is something that you can use right now if some of you are early stage of your loss. Do not make any major decision. That is very important because sometimes we make these important decisions and later on we regret it. So any major decision, even now, do not make it. Give yourself some thoughts. Get some advice from financial advisor as well as tax person as well. So be mindful of that. That is very important. Week 3 talks about things that you need to follow up on and verify. Week 4, and then also we have a page on there dealing with probate court questions and what is probate. Week 4 gives you some encouragement. Week 5, connect how you can connect with that person, connect to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Week 6, getting beyond the grief. Grief takes a lot of effort and support, different support systems. Week 7, make time for yourself. Good cry. I'm going fast because his time is almost up. Week 7 is make time for yourself. Make time for a good cry. And also, in that number 7, guess what? Put your husband's favorite T-shirt on for comfort. That is comfort to you. If you haven't tried it, try it. Week 8, taking care of business. That's taking care of all your financial situation that you were not able to take during the rest of the week. And also, in the back of the book, it talks about giving yourself permission to grieve, and to know that heaven and earth was not created in one day. If you did not finish all these different things that's in this checklist, just knowing that you're human and you'll be going through emotions, so that I'm finishing all these things. And it's okay. because God did not make heaven and earth in one day, and you're not expected to complete everything that is in this manual in 8 weeks. So I just want to go over a couple of those things with you. It is $6.99. There's a special. The special is if you purchase two or more, it's $5 each. And that is all I have because it's the end of the show. It's 30 minutes is up. But if you have any question regarding the books or anything, just knowing that you can always call me. You can disturb me. You can call me. I don't have a problem. If you feel like talking, I am here for you. My hours, I work, but I work part-time and it's very flexible. Just knowing that I continue to pray for you, for God to give you that comfort and to be with you as you walk through this journey of grief. That is all that I have tonight for our show. Be blessed. Have a great week. And some of the things I mentioned about God's love and how to go about, he encouraged you to help someone else. And sometimes it does help to take away your pain in helping someone else because sometimes you think that our situation is bad and it's really someone else's situation is worse. But be encouraged, just knowing that the next chapter is always there for you. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m., and invite a friend or someone else that you think may benefit from this show and also these books as well. Now, we also are going to encourage more the widowers so we can get some widowers on the line. It's hard to get men on the line to be focused like we are. We do want help, and we want to get better. We have to reach out and help them as well. So just knowing that we are here for them, both widows and widowers. So good night and have a great week.